Turning our attention to the book of Philippians today. We've just finished a week of Thanksgiving, which focuses upon fellowship and friends and family and also food. And in a spiritual sense, we would like to focus upon Thanksgiving and the art and practice of being thankful. And I found some scripture today that reminds us of the practice the Apostle Paul enjoyed. And I thought I would share this out of the book of Philippians with you. Paul established the church at Philippi, and this letter was written about 10 or 11 years after. Paul is in prison. He's in Rome. He's quite a distance away. And he writes to them this very basic, simple letter. It has an introduction, it has a body, and then it has a conclusion. And as part of the introduction, Becky read for you the very words that I want to share. Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. He says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." I've had the privilege of pastoring 12 congregations, and I look back at some of those congregations, and you are the best one. Because I told Ranger that too this morning, so anyway. I wasn't always thankful for every member. There was one lady, and she's dead now, I can tell you this story. But she was a personal clothing inspector. And for some reason, as soon as she would see me, she would walk straight to me, and her eyes would go up, and her eyes would go down. And if there was a speck of fuzz anywhere on my jacket or on my shoulder, anywhere, and I never asked for this. And our children were small, and we had baby blankets and about 300 dogs at home and cat hair and everything else. You know how that goes. And sometimes I just dreaded to see her coming. She had a lot to do. But looking back on that, I thank her now. Well, really, I don't know if I do or not. But I remember that. But Paul, he says, "I thank God upon every remembrance of you." Now, this is really getting detailed here. Somehow he had developed this ability to be thankful. And verse 4 uses the word always and every. Those two words are not negotiable. Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you, and you all, not leaving anyone out. And then he says, with joy. I'm thankful for each of you and for everything that has happened. And I pray for you, and my prayer always ends in joy. I think I know why. And this is the ultimate victory of people who are traveling the road looking for contentment and joy and happiness. You can find the explanation right here. You know, sometimes Paul says, "I am persuaded." I am fully persuaded. Well, here in Philippians, he uses the term, it's translated, being confident. Listen to this. And the basis being for his belief in that particular church is based on this text. And it's a text you should memorize. You should write it on a card. Now, I'm trying to be a good example. You should write it on a card and stick it in your pocket. Place it there in your purse. It's a good way to memorize Scripture. It gives you Bible promises just at a fingertip. It's so easy. A pack of 100 cards at Dollar General cost you 50 cents. Can't beat it. Being confident, he says, of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That means, as Paul went back in memory and he saw Mr. and Mrs. over here and Mr. and Mrs. here, and he saw Miss over here and Mr. there, and he saw the whole congregation as it had been developing over 10 years. And by the way, I've been here this year over 10 years. He says, I am confident, there's no question, that God who started the good work in you is going to complete it. There are times it appears there's not much to be thankful for. That's okay. That's human nature. But listen to this. God's going to complete the work that he started in you. We're not there yet. You should have heard the comments that Myra was making to me Thursday. As we were talking to people and mingling over at the senior center. We've got a good church, but you better watch out for that pastor. Oh, it was all in fun. All in fun. Found another text Paul talks about. It's here. He says, this one thing I do, and I preached on this just a few weeks ago. Just one thing that makes such a big difference, if you can do it. You can do it with God's help, but you cannot do it alone. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Right now, we are in the molding and bending and negotiating process where the Holy Spirit brings truth to our heart and to our mind, and we either say yes or we say no, and we are growing in Christ. But someday, the work is going to be completed. That's the reason that Paul could say, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. I'm not so naive to believe that in that group of converts, there weren't some people who did not fully understand all the doctrine. I'm not so naive to believe that there were not some folks in that group who were just a little bit of an inspector picking the fuzz off or whatever. But they were all together growing as a spiritual family, and with Paul's instruction, someday this work of God upon the earth is going to be complete. You shall be united in a place called heaven. You shall have a home. You shall have a new body. You shall have all that Jesus Christ himself owns. And that's what made Paul so happy. Now, what I haven't told you is, when Paul was writing this to those people, he had every excuse to be unhappy and to be unthankful. He was a prisoner, soon condemned to die. He was a house prisoner in Rome. And somehow he develops this wonderful trait that attracted people, and they enjoyed being around him. It's like his adversity of being in chains and being in bondage and being a prisoner became an ally to his innermost soul. He had developed such a trait of thankfulness. Those Roman soldiers who were not known for kindness and humility, they began to be converted. Well, I say converted, at least they had the knowledge. Listen to this. In verse 12 he says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." Now, when he was on his journey traveling to Rome, and when he was standing trial, I can promise you, even with the faith he had, he could not see how God was going to turn all that around. But God used his bondage for one of the greatest witnessing tools that the New Testament speaks about. They changed shifts every 4 hours. The Roman soldiers guarding him. At least that's what I read. I read five commentaries this week, and they agreed on the guards. Listen, verse 13. "It became evident to the whole palace guard and to all of the rest that my chains are in Christ." So he became a good witness to the soldiers taking care of him, and also the converts there in Rome became more bold, and it became easier for them to become a witness. He says in verse 14, "And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." So, Paul goes through the book of Philippians here. It's a letter encouraging them to do what's right, to remain faithful. But I'm encouraged by the fact that his measure of faith had come to the place where he could say, "I thank God for each of you, and I am confident that God is going to continue the work that he has begun." We are going to spend eternity together. You realize that? All of us here in this room. Now, I'm assuming that we are going to be faithful. I'm pledging the church to each other to be faithful. but we're going to make it. Jesus has seen you there. I wouldn't be surprised if what Paul wrote in Hebrews 12 and verse 2 was not part of the whole process of Paul receiving that measure of faith that would allow him to have such a tremendous attitude toward being thankful in all things. He claims, he writes it down, that Jesus endured the cross because of the joy that was set before him. The joy of seeing you there with everything made right and perfect and holy was more powerful than the pain of dying on the cross. That's where a practice of being thankful will take you. God help us to reach it. I want it, and I want it for you.